Hello there. I am recording this in my backyard. I just got home from an hour bike ride where I had my twins sitting in the bike trailer, and I took my e-bike up the hill and then down the hill again through a natural reserve that is basically literally just right in front of my door. Beautiful area, wonderful forest air. I feel energized. And on those bike rides that I have been doing frequently because the weather, even though it's starting to be fall, the weather has been so amazing. I just do a lot of thinking there. So here's something that I've been thinking about for a long time. And if you're that person that I'm about to describe, I want you to contact me. Are you a singer who is successful? You're on stage. You have work to do. You are booked. You have gigs, you have concerts, you have tours, you have a lot of stuff going on. You sing a lot, but here's the problem. Number one, you don't really have time to go see a vocal coach, but you do know that there are some issues because you do find yourself straining, getting hoarse, being not vocally in your best shape because you absolutely have a feeling that something is missing. Maybe it's your support. You're not absolutely clear because you might just be a natural talent. And as such, a lot of times we just get thrown into doing a lot of singing, but the problems only begin when we start singing a lot and when we start performing a lot. You're on stage, there's pressure, you can't cancel, they count on you. Also, the money has to keep coming in, right? And I understand the struggle. Just look at some of the famous singers, such as, you know, Mariah Carey, Adele, a lot of other singers. They've all had to cancel tours. They've had to cancel concerts and have vocal cord surgery even because they did so much singing. But if they had actually stopped for a minute and talked to a vocal coach and had some guidance. See, the thing is, every actor needs a director. It doesn't matter how world class they are. It doesn't mean they don't know what they're doing. It doesn't mean they don't know their art. You do need someone to look in from the outside and diagnose where the problem is. A great actor needs a director because you don't see it from the outside. You don't see the entire picture. What does it actually sound like on the outside? What does it look like? What is actually happening? You need someone who kind of knows the craft, but also sees the entire picture. Secondly, you find yourself in the situation where there are mindset hang-ups. Sometimes it's nervousness. Sometimes it's imposter syndrome. But there are things that you work through mentally and you feel like, maybe I can't charge that much money for the gigs. Who am I to charge this much money? Or you doubt that you're good enough to step out there and everyone will love you. Let me tell you, of course, not everyone always will. But when you think about the possibility and you let it make you nervous that, what are they going to think? Are they going to judge me? Is there anything going to be negative? Are they going to hate me? Are they going to throw something at me? Maybe not literally throw something at you, but maybe I'm just not good enough. And you do hear one of my babies in the background. One of them is awake and one of them is still asleep in the bike trailer, and we got our little puppy here also. But if you can identify with any of these things that I just described and you want to change the trajectory to where, number one, you can step out with confidence both technically and mentally, I want you to contact me. I want to offer something that I have never offered before, but I've been thinking about this for a long time because I see so many singers out there who are, on the one hand, extremely successful, but then when they start touring a lot, they start having a lot of problems. And I'm really good at hearing someone's voice and knowing if there's something happening that might potentially create strain. Also, I have been working in the area of mindset training for many years, self-development, psychology. Like, I'm not a psychologist by any means, but the side of singing that is the mental game is so important. It's literally, I would say, once you get your technique under your belt, it's almost even more important because it can make or break your career. So if that is you, if you want to have someone by your side and possibly allow yourself to continue developing as an artist and not stand still, but go somewhere, be challenged, maybe look at things in new ways, please write me an email. I would love to hear from you and see what we can do together. Be blessed. Have a great day. And I hope we talk soon.